The Genesis Communications Network is sponsored by the U.S. Money Reserve, your exclusive source for gold and silver precious metals. Visit them online at usmoneyreserve.com.
Tonight, a lot of purple rain going on in many of our lives. Some tears shed for the iconic singer who might have played a part in your childhood in some way by listening to his music. So, Prince, dead at the age of 57. Between 1985 and 1992, he released 8 albums, one a year, including the soundtrack for Tim Burton's Batman. He starred in 2 more movies during that time, Under the Cherry Moon, Graffiti Bridge. Also put out a concert film, Sign of the Times, in 1987. He was a symbol and was connected, I think, to a lot of people. Sadly, he had the flu, and it was complications, it seems, it's not officially that, from the flu that might have cost him his life. He played many, many, many houses, big and small. His fame reached the pinnacle in 1984 with the film Purple Rain, about an aspiring musician, his troubled home life, and a budding romance. And as I mentioned, he was somebody who definitely had captured the imagination of many, many, many people. He won 7 Grammy Awards, 30 nominations, 5 of his singles topped the charts, and 14 other songs hit the top 10. He won an Oscar for Best Original Song Score for Purple Rain. So how about that? I saw a story about him when he's been interviewed a handful of times, because he didn't like to necessarily do interviews. He did some. But speaking with Larry King at one point on CNN about 2 decades ago, he said he knew what was important was to him was, you know, what mattered, that he knew what it was. I kind of did what I wanted to do. I wanted my music, even now, to speak loudest for me. So Prince, 1985 to 2016, superstar Prince, dead at the age of 57. He might have had some sort of an impact on your life, just his music and the era, and reminding you of something that you care about in your life. If you want to share those stories, you can. 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. What a day heading into the weekend. The flame for South America's first Olympics actually kindled for the first time Thursday at the ancient games, where the birthplace of the Olympics was in Greece. A 15-week journey ends August 5th, opening ceremony in Rio de Janeiro. They are certainly wrapped around controversy. There's a political crisis which forced the Brazilian president, Dilma Rousseff, to cancel an appearance at the ceremony. She's facing impeachment before the games over accounting tricks in managing the federal budget. The host country also has a deep recession, the Zika virus outbreak, and a slew of other problems, not to mention slow ticket sales and delays in getting some of the venues done, finished, completed. Wow. How will this play out? How will these woes get buried? I would think that something has to happen to turn it around. But the flame lighting ceremony is a key part of Olympic pageantry. It goes back to one of the crazier moments of the games, the modern games, the 1936 Berlin Olympics, that, of course, was conducted by the Nazis. Let's go to Grim. Hey, Grim, how are you?
I'm just fine, Kate. Just doing great, you know. Got to talk to Nate there a little bit.
Yeah, Daniel. That's Daniel. Yep.
Oh, Daniel. I thought it was Nate.
I know. They little sound like a little.
Usually I can tell, but not all the time. But I did listen to your show last night. Didn't get the chance to call in, but I did listen. And boy, I'm glad you did call that guy in, the financial guy, and talk about Obama's trip to Saudi Arabia and all that. And it sounded like you even got a little bit of FYI.
Yeah, absolutely. I did. Absolutely. You're 100% right. I was surprised by some of what was happening. Yeah.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, I was kind of aware of some of it. Well, most all of everything he brought up. And my key thing was the significant thing he brought up, which I totally forgot about. I don't know why, because this is what I wanted to talk to you about. Was the one point he brought up, which he wasn't sure about. You know, that's kind of what led me off to possible conspiracy, but, you know, I kind of over-exaggerated the conspiracy. But you still don't know. You still don't know.
You Kate. Still don't know.
I mean, it's just like this election, you know. I really feel sorry for Bernie Sanders because he's actually getting treated the way Trump's being complained about. If you really look at the truth.
Yeah.
I mean, the DNC is robbing Bernie.
Yeah.
And for the life of me, I don't understand why. I guess it's just criminals love to support criminals.
The flocks of the same feather stick together.
Yeah, well, that's all. The only thing I can figure.
Oh, that's funny.
When it comes to Hillary Clinton, because you know, let's face it, if it's you and I, we've been in jail a long time ago.
Oh yeah, I agree with that. Absolutely.
But I'm still out here fighting for the police. You know, what's going on with them is just, and at six, starting at $16,000 a year, that's a crying shame.
It is.
And to make it look like it's going to be some kind of game for a bunch of thugs just to walk up and ambush them from behind with a gun. You know, I mean.
This is wrong.
There's
on all kinds of levels, it's wrong. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, yeah. It's deteriorating. Our society is deteriorating. And, you know. And I can even say, Kasich, you're at fault, too, because, you know, why are you in the race? You know, you're lower grade of, you're just a lower grade of the Bushes, or Jeb Bush. I mean, I guess that's why they all just said, instead of, you know, falling out, they suspend, hoping that, you know, there'd be an open, you know, and all of, you know, what, we're going to have 16 contenders?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, that's not honorable. What would be honorable is them to get together and do something. I'd love to see Cruz and Trump, with Trump being president. I mean, because Cruz can wind him back in if he has to.
But, yeah, boy, no kidding. That's the question. Can he do that? Sounds like maybe, yeah.
Oh, well, I think Ted would.
Yeah.
You know, he done said, no, you know, I'm not here to try and unite the country. You know, it's either president or nothing.
Yeah, that's right. President or nothing. Yeah, I'm not doing anything in between. Grim, thanks for the call. 855-266-5283. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. See you in a few minutes.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Hey guys, Pat Matthews here to tell you about the newest and best way to sell products online. It's buysellmakeoffer.com, an enormously revolutionary way to sell your stuff online. It's time to clean out the garage, your old golf clubs, sports equipment, tools, and yes, even your car. Forget about the way the other guys have taken more than their share from you when the sales were finalized. Look, it's happened to me over and over and over. Then I found buysellmakeoffer.com. They will never charge you item fees. Just go there right now to sign up and load all your stuff to our server to sell. This is not an auction site. Sell your car. Sell your home. Realtor, sign up now. Just use our resources along with Skype and videos, then add your creativity to sell your items quickly and with no fees. Go right now to buysellmakeoffer.com and sign up. The excitement is building. I've signed up to sell my stuff with buysellmakeoffer.com. You should too. buysellmakeoffer.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Daniel doing a great job of that. Prince, dead at the age of 57. I was talking about his impact on the music business. Can't say enough about that. Certainly, it's true. He had an amazing influence on music, on the world of music. And whether it was through writing, whether it was for his own music, the instruments he played, just a spectacular artist. Let's put it that way. What's happening on the campaign trail? Boy, it wouldn't be America Tonight if we didn't at least mention it, right? We are so weary. When I say we, I'm going to just throw you all into the same pot of the same old, same old. But just so you know, in the latest poll, Trump and Hillary have strong leads in Pennsylvania. The battle for Trump to get the nomination starts at an RNC pre-convention meeting. At least that's one of the interesting stories I read today, and I thought, oh, yes, of course it is. Because Priebus is the one who either keeps a lid on this, blows it up, what's going to happen, what direction is this going. The Republican National Committee members met this week in Southern Florida for a confab. They are, ironically, an hour drive from Trump's Mar-a-Lago mansion. And Trump and the RNC top dogs have never really been on friendly terms. But the weeks leading up to his blowout win in New York, the primary, the relationship, unfortunately for Trump, turned worse with the Republicans. The Republican presidential frontrunners feuding with party leadership over what he is saying is a rigged national convention. And this bad blood could upset the people who will run the convention where he hopes to be nominated. So I think this feuding, it could get rough. It could get very rough. Trump's campaign invited the RNC's 168 to a presentation and reception Thursday night. Some of the candidates' chief strategists, including Paul Manafort, will be on hand to mingle with the party leaders and share a formal presentation spelling out what they see as the front-runner path to victory. Ben Carson, remember, endorsed Trump after he exited the race. He's going to be in the room to help make the case for Trump. How interesting is that? And on Wednesday, so all of that just went down. On Wednesday, Trump's two rivals, so this was earlier this week, the other day, on Wednesday, they had Ohio Governor John Kasich attended an evening reception. Jeff Rowe, the campaign manager for Cruz, made a private presentation to members where he outlined his candidate's case for the nomination and general election. So this is typically what they're doing. And the whole gathering is at an Oceanside resort in Hollywood, Florida. So they say the discussion will turn to the rules governing the convention as well as the conversations about how to deal with Trump and move the party forward. So RNC chairman Rents Priebus, who keeps saying that the rules governing the convention are going to be made by the delegates assembled in Cleveland. He's trying to push it off and saying, don't look to us, don't look to me, it's not in this direction. But somebody ultimately has to be accountable for it, and so who is that person? Those of you have to ask yourself, well, Priebus, somebody's responsible. So who are you shoving it on to? Who gets to field the calls? Who takes those calls, right? And that's why Priebus is putting in a bumper. It makes sense so that he doesn't have to deal with it. He doesn't have to run smack into it, even though he is going to run smack into it, because that's how it is. But, wow. The questions I'm getting, because the mailbag, which we've gone through the mail already, but it keeps filling up and filling up and filling up. The questions I'm getting about Prince aren't so much about what was his favorite song, what was your favorite song of Prince's, that kind of stuff. It's more, wow, is this really the flu? Did his case of the flu get botched? And the answer to that question is what's being said at this point is that he had been suffering from the flu for several weeks. He was hospitalized for respiratory conditions late last week. You know, the flu can be serious. We just forget that. Respiratory problems, more than 200,000 people lose their life because of it. It kills about 36, well, gets sick. Then about 36,000 die every single year. And all you can say is, better get checked, better know what's going on, better figure out how you handle a flu situation. But, you know, Prince had the best people around him, not for nothing. So he had canceled two shows because of the flu. Then he insisted on performing April 14th, Friday the 15th. His plane made an emergency landing. He's rushed to the hospital. He's there for 3 hours. And we'll, I'm sure, know more specifics as we move along in this story. Because all of this is shocking to the people who were processing it and dealing with it, by the way, which completely makes sense to me because of the chaotic nature of it. In the meantime, in the interest of making sure you know what else is happening in the world, the trip continues and will come to a close in Saudi Arabia with the president meeting with all kinds of people, I'll say in interesting, powerful positions when it comes to the ground shifting in the Middle East. Speaking of confusing rules, there are some confusing rules for you right there. With a ton of Secret Service and added security, it's just interesting to see what will come out of this visit, when the president leaves, as to where are, what's the accountability for the Saudis in any kind of a role, or did they even have a role in 9/11? So now there's lots and lots and lots of speculation. Let's put it that way, about it. A lot of speculation. Too much speculation, probably. More than likely. And how about Comey, James Comey, the FBI director, saying there's no timetable for the FBI to complete its investigation because they're getting so many questions about that. He's come out and said it many, 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 many times. He has to reiterate it. Nobody's listening anymore. I always say that's my deal, is how do you get heard? So he's saying there's no timetable for completing the investigation into Clinton's use of a private email server when she was Secretary of State. In fact, he told an Aspen Security Forum audience on Thursday that the FBI does not set timetables on its investigations. Well, this woman is running for president, though. Can you make an exception and put a timetable on it so we know where this is all headed? And the answer is no. We don't put a timetable on it, so we just got to wait and see it play out. Frightening to think of. Can you imagine? Hillary Clinton clears the board and then something comes out? Too late, so sad. To rock the process and try to re-rack? Ugh, disastrous. And how about this? Speaking of Comey, the FBI paid $1 million to hack the terrorist phone. We're talking about San Bernardino. Wow. $1 million to break into the shooter's iPhone. It ended what could have been crazy legal battles, that's for sure. What did they find out? I'll talk about it coming up on America Tonight.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-G-O-L-D.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Would you like to receive $250 to $1,000 cash per day? Go to richmoneyrich.com. No website, no selling, no explaining. Just take these simple two steps and go to richmoneyrich.com. You can be generating cash in the next 24 hours simply using this system. Good news is, it runs on 100% autopilot, and you don't need any experience to get started. It's easy. Get your share of easy riches and go to richmoneyrich.com. That's richmoneyrich.com. Go now. Brought to you by the Conservative Investor. Future returns not indicative of future results.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
That's Prince. Prince dead at the age of 57. Many, many albums, Grammys, accolades that he received over the years. And the world a little more silent. Purple rain, not raining right this moment. Boy, oh boy, except for tears that are being shed for the greatness of music icon Prince, who was a fabulous songwriter, wrote many songs you probably listened to and have no idea that he wrote them, and that's probably the way he would like it too. As much as he was in the spotlight and enjoyed the spotlight, there were times when he didn't want to have it on him so brightly, and he didn't have to because he had that ability to listen to a sound, to pull lyrics together and make an incredible piece of music for other people as well. So as we're motoring toward the movie theater, because coming up in our next segment are cheap movie reviews, before we get there, some of what the buzz is out of Washington, some of what the buzz is coming out of the Obama camp, quickly I'll jump to that. And this Middle East, whatever the agenda is, the Middle East program, I'll call it, has now led to some hurt feelings. Do the hurt feelings get any deeper than that Well, here's what we know. It's tighter than a drum. The security around the press, which of course is going to be that way, but what was the purpose of the trip? What needs does it satisfy? To me, those are the bigger questions in having the president go through Saudi Arabia and then poke his head in a few other directions. Why in the kingdom? And the answer is those 28 pages. The 28 pages missing from classified from the 9/11 commission. It just makes you so much more curious, doesn't it? And by the way, one of the things that I mentioned earlier is Syed Farouk and his wife, Tashfeen Malik, who killed 14 people back in December, horrific, in that heinous shooting where they went into his work and just shot everyone in sight that they could get to. So there was that debate over privacy, and Apple didn't want to come up with an encryption key to lift open the phone of the terrorist, Syed Farouk's iPhone. So they paid more than $1 million to a company that gained access to the phone. When he was asked how much the agency spent on doing that, he was speaking at a conference in London. He said, a lot. Let's see. More than I will make in the remainder of this job, which is 7 years and 4 months. So it was easy to figure out a salary, which you can find anyway because that's public record. But the FBI director makes $181,000, just slightly over that. So think about what this cost to crack into this phone, how vital they felt it was. So more than $1 million to hack into the shooter's phone, because they don't want to rule out, they can't rule out the possibility of a third attacker. And this was in December, and the rage that people are feeling there, there's no way. Comey said that the court case stimulated a lot of marketplace around the world, which didn't exist before then. And he did say that they had purchased a tool from a private company, but wouldn't elaborate on the company or the services. He mentioned that the FBI had no intentions of crowdsourcing more tools for various versions of the iPhone, saying the method would not be scalable due to the costs. So, it's interesting. Was it worth it? Again, 14 people innocent at a holiday party, boom, gone. Sadly, this has only been, you know, not even 6 months later. How do their families feel at this point? And then hearing, well, there could be a third person. So now recognizing the need to crack an encryption technique on cell phones, he says it'll be a feature of our work over the next months and years to come. So perhaps that was a worthy investment. Because when you first just see the number, you say to yourself, are you kidding me? How much more can the terrorists cost us? And the answer is too many innocent lives. It was worth it to do that. It was worth it to crack into the phone. The cost is high, but when he compared a salary, it gave you the sense you knew exactly what it was. It's very high. But to be able to point to why it's happening, why they spent that money, what it could do in the future, because that's basically what Comey's saying, then I would say, yeah, maybe we need to get off their back for just this one time for something that seems so outrageous, right? By the way, remember there was all that hubbub over Volkswagen? Volkswagen announced, smart move on their part, somebody in a meeting somewhere decided to get wise. They brought in the owl or they brought in the millennial. Either way, Volkswagen offers buybacks now and even compensation to diesel owners. So hundreds of thousands of Volkswagen cars rigged to cheat on emissions test. So that apparently is getting straightened out. A senior judge didn't give the details on how much car owners would be paid out, but said the deal between Volkswagen, the U.S. government, and the private lawyers would include substantial compensation. Wow. And he said that more than 480,000 vehicles, because, you know, it could be cars, could be something else, would be repaired in terms of the agreement. They were still working it out and figuring that out. Volkswagen would spend just over $1 billion to compensate owners. Wow. But didn't detail a vehicle fix, they call it, in the agreement. Boy, that's a lot of people to turn around, isn't it? That's a lot of people to turn around in a very short amount of time. Mm. But because there's money attached to it, all of this will shake out. All of it will absolutely shake out. And I don't know if you might not have known this, but the AC/DC drummer, think of it, I didn't see them that long, it wasn't too long ago when I saw them, but Phil Rudd said he's guilty of threatening to kill somebody. He said, I am guilty. Raise my hand, take my pound of flesh, if you will, for lack of a better way to describe this, but he is taking his lumps. Does anyone not learn anything from what's happened with previous people who have exploded in 10 different directions on social media and things that are said and how big it becomes? I mean, crazy. Huge is what it is. Huge. Huge. All right, and then there's this one. Passengers on a Jet Airways flight in India faced a two-hour delay after a cleaner found a note with the word bomb written on it. Oh, man. Anytime you see that and a plane in the same sentence, you shudder. You absolutely shudder. And lately we've been having some incidents with the airlines. Domestically and abroad, we've seen that. And two-hour delays after that note. So they searched everywhere for explosives, sniffer dogs, the whole thing. And they said the note was a hoax. And then they started to board the plane again. Wow. Imagine you're that person. That would make you feel a little uncomfortable, don't you think? That they find a note, you start to hear that, and then you're going back on the plane, but no, it's been cleared. Boy, I don't know. They did bring the dogs on. They did do everything they could do to make sure that it was totally cleared before they went back on it. So I guess there is that. And, you know, it probably was just some nut that did that. Somebody decided, you know what I'm going to do? Because there's no joking. It's like they warn you a million times at the Las Vegas airport not to joke around, and for good reason, because someone makes a joke, I have a bomb in this bag, and then everybody goes berserk. I've actually seen that happen in front of me twice, and there was nothing. But you saw a few worried looks on some people's faces who were going through the jumping jacks, we have to do with the TSA. All right, you're going to be able to sit back, relax, and enjoy our movie review that's coming up around the bend.
Hey. Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Michael Reagan. My father, President Ronald Reagan, believed so strongly in gold that in 1985, he changed gold ownership forever. Today, our national debt is spiraling out of control, but gold coins could be the answer. Call 1-866-525-GOLD or go online to usmoneyreserve.com to get new, never-before-released information about gold. From the U.S. Money Reserve, call 1-866-525-GOLD.
Heading into the weekend, dies at the age of 57. He had to postpone some shows because of his illness. He was struggling with the flu, and there's still some investigating going on. So a lot of people taking to the 140-character world to release their sentiments into space and time as to how they felt about Prince, some of them famous, some of the everyday peeps that are out there that are huge Prince fans. I'm, you know, not shocked by that. Let me give you a few of them. I thought it was interesting. Let's see. How about a lot of people were listening to Prince songs, and I was doing that earlier in the day. I was listening to some of the Prince music. This one is from Z1 Carrie, who says, "Thank you, Prince, for making my childhood memories and for all the amazing songs you have wrote and the greatest movie of all time, Purple Rain. Saw it in the theater back in 84. You are an icon, one of my favorite singers growing up with your LPs that I own. May God embrace you at the gates of heaven, because he definitely has a huge talent that has come to him, and now you can sing to him the cross. Rip Prince, you definitely will be missed, but never, ever, ever forgotten." So A lot of the tributes went like that. All right, let's switch gears and take you to the movies. This first one up is called The Huntsman. Winner's War, betrayed by her sister, Charlize Theron, who plays, of course, the evil Wicked Witch, is heartbroken and retreats to the Northern Kingdom. So that's where the story picks up. 2 hours, 3 minutes, fantasy, drama. I think it's going to find a very, very big, let me say that again, it's going to find a very big, big audience. Compadres is our next flick. Let's go to that.
Nunca has tenido comezón en los huevos. Todas las mañanas, teniente. Imagíname. Suéltame una mano.
No puedo.
O ráscamelos tú.
¿Qué pasó?
Ándale, apúrate.
Me los hubieras rascado, ¿ves?
Imagine you're a cop. And the drug cartel kidnaps your girlfriend, gets you in trouble with the FBI, and leaves you for dead. Now, the only person who can help is a gringo hacker.
I'll help you find your girlfriend for 20 grand.
Mira, pinche güerito mamón hijo de Donald Trump.
Do you have a problem with that, Speedy Gonzalez?
Deal. Deal.
Car stolen.
Hang on, to what?
De los huevos.
Sanders. He has an associate known as the accountant.
Accountant? You don't speak English or what? Accountant. A-K-U... No. A-Q...
I'm so sick of you. Now some wackos are after us with a flamethrower.
My person is in this country, see they have.
Who are you? The gardener?
¿Qué dijo?
Tiene una foto de tu carnal encuerada.
¿Eres el payaso?
¿Cómo adivinaste?
That was nice.
Don't throw money.
Can you step into Mexico without a federal permit? Que vean que we can also be rete mamones.
Welcome to Mexico.
What is compadre?
Someone that is not your blood, but you really like.
So I could be your compadre.
No.
All right, so compadres released from prison in Mexico. Former Mexican cop Garza seeking revenge on Santos. And it goes from there, talking about stealing $10 million. Action, adventure, funny stuff, 1 hour, 41 minutes. Got some pretty good reviews. Going to be a good streaming movie. Finally, here's one that might confuse you. Elvis and Nixon.
Of all the famous images preserved in our national archives, the most requested photo of all time is this one.
You remember when you talked about finding an ally for Nixon?
Someone from the outside.
I need to get this letter to the president.
You'll never guess in a million years who just showed up at the Northwest Gate asking to see him.
It's Elvis.
Elvis Presley. You swear this isn't a joke, because this penmanship is horrible.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
So you think we should meet with him?
Yes, Mr. President.
During my nap hour.
Everybody got what I want to tell us.
Tell me.
He could really help us with the youth vote. He would also like a badge.
A what?
I would like to go undercover as a federal agent. I've been in 31 major motion pictures. That makes me an expert in costume and disguise. I could infiltrate the communists, and then I'd bust them all. Let's do this thing.
An undercover rock and roller. Sounds ludicrous.
I can supply my own firearms.
What do we have on this guy?
Well, he's one of the most famous men on the planet. Loves guns, hates the Beatles.
The Beatles? Well, I don't like that.
Okay, sir, do you have any firearms or weapons of any kind on your person?
It's a good thing they didn't catch this little fella in my boot.
Mr. Presley, we're going to have to go over the protocol.
Mr. President?
Mr. Elvis Presley. The coffee table is a dish with M&Ms. Those are only for the president.
M&Ms are my favorite.
Mine too.
There is also an unopened bottle of Dr. Pepper.
You have a bottle opener?
Please do not open it. Please do not drink from it, because it's only for the president.
What in the good God is going on?
I don't know, sir.
Make sure that we get a picture of Mr. President.
Go on, man, do it.
You and me, we rose from nothing. But look where I am today. Look where you are.
That's how I learned to develop these knuckles of steel. No slapping.
Come on, harder. Harder. Let it out.
Those are the steel claws of a tiger, Mr. President.
All right, December of 1970, rock and roll icon Presley traveling to the White House to request a meeting with the Prez, Richard Nixon. This one's getting really good reviews. Some pretty well-known people are in this. Kevin Spacey, you heard his voice there. Michael Shannon, Elvis Presley. Could be good, could be fun, a little levity, at least in streaming on Netflix, Redbox, whatever. After it is done in the big screen. You see a movie send me a cheap movie review at americatonight.net. Thanks so much to Daniel, my brother. Great job always on the technicals, and all of you for partaking in our show. Make it a good one. See ya.
I'm Nick Soboleski, a SelectQuote agent with a true story that could save you hundreds of dollars a year. A woman named Linda just called. Her husband, Ray, has a $300,000 group life insurance policy, but is changing jobs and can't take it with him. Well, I impartially shopped the highly rated term life insurance companies we represent and found Ray, who is 41 and takes medication to control his cholesterol, a 10-year, $500,000 policy for under $26 a month. That's almost twice the coverage for less than half of what he had paid. If SelectQuote hasn't shopped for your life insurance, you're probably paying too much.
For your free quote, call 1-800-403-4885. That's 1-800-403-4885. 1-800-403-4885. Or go to SelectQuote.com. We shop, you save. Get full details on the example policy at SelectQuote.com/commercials. Your price could vary depending on your health, issuing company, and other factors. Not available in all states.